Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah continues with the discussion of forms of extra-legal capital punishment. The Mishnah says, Hagonev es hakasva, somebody who steals kasva. Kasva, the Gemara says, is a kli sharis, is a utensil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash as part of the avoda, as part of the service. And it's interesting that in Masechah Sukkah, the Braisa says that there were two kasvos. This language of kasva is used. Two kasvos, two utensils that there were there. One was made for mayim, for pouring out the water on Chagas Sukkos, and one was made for the pouring of wine. Now, it's interesting that there's an opinion that wants to suggest that perhaps what this is referring to is the tzedukim, who didn't believe, because they didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't believe in the Nusach HaMayim, and therefore perhaps one of them stole a kasva that was used for mayim, because they didn't want this avoda to be done. So in any case, agonev has a kasva, somebody who steals a klei shares, v'mekal bakosem, or somebody who curses Hashem using the name of Avodah Zarah, not with Hashem's name, v'habol avramis, or somebody who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, kanoyin poginbo, a kanoy, somebody who's zealous in the name of Hashem and cares about Hashem's honor, he is allowed to be pogea them, he's allowed to kill them. And however, there are several limitations on this halacha. First of all, it has to be done exclusively while he sees the incident happening. In addition, if he asks a question from Beis Din, am I allowed to or not, he doesn't qualify. They can't indicate to him what he should do. He has to be able to know to do it on his own from having learned the halacha in advance beforehand. And he has to really true be a kanoi. If he's not a true kanoi, then it can possibly be murder on his part. Mishnah continues, Kohen sheshimesh betuma, a Kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, but he does so when he's tameh, which is not allowed. Ein echav ha-kohanim mevi'en osil le-Beis Din. His brethren, the Kohanim, do not bring him to Beis Din to give him malchus, which is the official punishment for that activity. Ella, but rather, pirchei kohunim mevi'en osil chutz la-azara. The young Kohanim take him outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, mavtzien esmocha b'gezirin, and they bust open his head using pieces of wood, an extrajudicial killing. Zar sheshimesh b'mikdash. If you have a non-Kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, so the dispute here in the Mishnah as to whether or not he is given capital punishment at the hands of the court or in the hands of heaven. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bechenek, he receives the penalty of chenek, of being death by choking. This is because Rabbi Akiva learns out through Gezeirah Shava from the word yumas that's found by Avazara Karev Yumas, by somebody who's a non-Kohen who served, to the pasuk by Hanavi Hahu O Chalem Hachalom Ahu, a false prophet who is, we know, is put to death. He uses the term yumas there as well. They both receive chenek. The Chachamim Omer B'dei Shemayim, they say no, a non-Kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he receives death at the hands of heaven. It isn't something that the Beis Din gets involved in. And they learn this out from the incident with the story of Korach, where the 250 men who were Zorim, who were non-Kohanim, were killed by Hashem, not by the Beis Din.